Well, hello. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz with What's Out There? Ways to connect with art and culture while staying close to home for the weekend of October 9th, 2020. This Saturday brings a chalk art party to Lawrence Street in Uptown Port Townsend. The Engage PT Project is hosting it out in front of the public library and near the farmers market. Chalk art kits will be available at the library, which of course is at Lawrence and Harrison Streets, from 10 o'clock Saturday morning until 12:30 that afternoon. You can use the nearby pavement as your canvas right then and there, or chalk art supplies are on hand at the library for pickup on Friday and Saturday. You can take your kit home and create images in chalk in your driveway, on your porch, or on another surface at home, and then take photos to send to the Engage PT people at City Hall. The theme of this Engage PT chalk art project is your vision for the future of Port Townsend. For a few more details, check out the library website, and that is ptpubliclibrary.org. A new book of prose, poetry, and visual art has just come out, and it features well-known Port Townsend and Olympic Peninsula contributors. Its title is Take a Stand, Art Against Hate, and it has many styles of art and writing. Poets including Tess Gallagher, Sharon M. Carter, Alice Derry, and Gary Copeland Lilly have given their work to this anthology. Lily's piece is a tragicomic one about coyotes in the city, and it refers to the noontime newscast on a local listener-supported radio station with the call letters KRZE, crazy, perhaps. Your local independent bookstore has Take a Stand, whose cover is a stunning detail shot from a scarlet mural gracing a building in Minnesota. You've got to see it. Raven Chronicles Press of Seattle is the publisher of the book. Again, the title, Take a Stand, Art Against Hate. A new and crazy colorful show is up now at downtown Port Townsend's Grover Gallery. It's titled Kindred, and it presents the virtuosic artists Julie Reed and Max Grover. My head exploded in a good way when I walked into the gallery, which of course is right across the street from the Rose Theater, that's on Taylor Street. Reed says that her paintings celebrate the absurd parts of American life as she knows it. One of the many that commanded my admiration is a huge tableau of a jungle. The title is Where the Jelly Bean Trees Grow, and I have never seen anything like this painting. And then we have Max Grover's images, which are his own style of collage, depicting the things that inspire him. And these range from the city of Saigon to the actor Lauren Bacall. You can see this show at the Grover Gallery online or in person. The gallery, of course, which is hosted by the Port Townsend School of the Arts, is open from noon until 5 o'clock, Thursdays through Mondays. And then there's the web, which is always open, and the website address for the Port Townsend School of the Arts is ptarts.org. Pretty simple. And there you have it. What's out there? I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening to KPTZ.